Your Highness, on this auspicious occasion of the marriage ceremony of Your Highness, I, on behalf of your spiritual children of Africa, present here, as well as those who have been unavoidably prevented from attending, offer with the deepest humility and reverence our dutiful homage to Your Highness and our profound respects to Our Highness the Begum Sahiba, to our beloved Waliyat Prince Ali Solomon Khan and Prince Sadruddin, whose presence here adds luster to the brilliance of the occasion, to Princess Tajuddaula and Princess Karim Aga and Amin Muhammad, whose absence today we keenly feel and to whom we send our most loving regards. I feel that this is a suitable opportunity for linking the glorious present with the glorious past by offering our earnest homage also to your illustrious ancestors, whose magnificent deeds in the annals of history provide a fitting background to Your Highness's own distinguished imamat. And it is for the purpose briefly of recalling their noble deeds that I crave indulgence for the necessary digression. The uniquely brilliant lineage of Your Highness opens with a paragon of human quality, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace be on him, who as the last messenger of the Almighty, as the greatest savior of humanity, and as your first ancestor, captured worldwide admiration of his friends and foes alike by his display of inimitable sanctity, piety, chivalry, forgiveness, and learning with which the omnipotent Allah had equipped him. It is but natural that the Holy Prophet's immediate successors, Imam Ali and Imam Hussein, exhibited all these qualities and in turn handed over the celestial torch to their successors, of whom Your Highness is the present bearer. After the leonine and divine reign of Imam Ali, the martyrdom of Imam Hussein is an example of selflessly heroic sacrifice and valor which has no equal in the human history. No less exemplary and ennobling stands above the horizon the courage and fortitude of Imam Zainul Abidin and the learning of his successors, Imams Muhammad Bakir and Jafar al-Sadiq, needs no elucidation. Your holy ancestor, Imam Ismail, from whose sacred name is derived the identity of our faith, was the next defender of the faith, and who, in spite of his enforced concealment, continued to serve the divine cause with undimmed zeal and vigor, which was diligently and faithfully perpetuated by Imams Muhammad, Wasi Ahmad, Taqi Muhammad, and Razi Abdullah, followed by Imam Muhammad Mehdi, whose spiritual prodigies began in Syria and subsequently extended to Yemen and the territory covered by modern Tripoli and Tunis, then known as Africa, and who was publicly proclaimed in all the mosques as Khalif and spiritual head of Islam. To sum up,
The Ismailia community have found in your highness a helmsman of unrivaled qualities, by whose timely maneuvering the community's ship has steered clear of troubled waters and been brought safely to the shores of peace, prosperity and prestige. That your highness's interest in humanity is not circumscribed by narrow worldly considerations is abundantly shown by a chronology of past events. As one of the founders of the Aligarh Muslim University, the All India Muslim League, the All Parties Muslim Conference, and as the sole founder of the African Muslim Welfare Society, as the chosen spokesman of the Indian Khalifat delegation, as the eminent advocate of Hindu-Muslim unity, as the preeminent advocate, as the supporter of the Deccan Hindu Society, as also of the Banaras Hindu University, and recently as leader of the South African Indian delegation to the Viceroy of India. And to cap all, as a president of the League of Nations, your highness has shown to the world at large that you are one of the most accredited and trusted international leaders. As regards this ceremony which we have gathered here today to celebrate, there is no denying the fact that this occasion of your highness's Diamond Jubilee is unique, the like of which is not only unknown to the archives of history, but the auspiciousness of which bids fair ever to remain a landmark, pinnacled by a show of unsurpassed devotion amongst all celebrations likely to follow in the wake of posterity. The Ismailia community of these territories therefore feel justifiably elated to be able to emulate the spirit of love and attachment to your highness so singularly displayed at your first Diamond Jubilee celebrated in Bombay recently. In making this event an equally memorable contribution worthy of your highness's honor and dignity, we hope our efforts have not fallen too short of the mark, and that the ostentatious effect which in our zeal to do full obeisance we have sought to achieve would amply convey to your highness and to the world at large an idea of the degree of awe and adoration in which we hold your highness the focus of our spiritual guidance. In conclusion, we pray to Almighty Allah to spare your highness, your esteemed consort, Her Highness the Begum Sahiba, our Waliyat Prince Ali Suleiman Khan and Prince Sadruddin, to enjoy for many long years your heavenly privilege of guiding millions of your spiritual children, whose only hope of salvation lies in your continued blessings, which we invoke. Amen.